On Auschwitz. The history of Auschwitz is exceptionally complex. It combined two functions, a concentration camp and extermination center. Nazi Germany persecuted various groups of people there, and the camp complex was continually expanded and transformed. In the podcast on Auschwitz, we discuss the details of the history of the camp, as well as our contemporary memory of this important and special place. The Prisoners' Orchestra played for the first time at the German camp Auschwitz at the beginning of January 1941. Initially, there were seven musicians, but the ensemble grew very quickly. The main task was to play military marches and give rhythm to which the prisoners marched as they left for work and returned to the camp. The orchestra also gave concerts for the SS garrison members and prisoners. Later, other orchestras were also established in the men's and women's camp in Auschwitz-Birkenau, as well as in some of the subcamps. Dr. Jacek Lachendro of the Memorial Research Center talks about the history of orchestras in Auschwitz. Where did the idea for an orchestra to play at the concentration camp originate?
Początki orkiestry w Auschwitz sięgają jesieni 1940 roku.
The beginnings of orchestras at Auschwitz date back to the autumn of 1940, when some prisoners came up with the idea that they could play instruments in their free time. We must remember that prisoners were forced to work every day, and practically most of the day was taken up by work. Nevertheless, in the evening, upon returning to camp after roll call, they had a few hours of free time, perhaps two or three, depending on the time of the year. So some of them, those who had played in orchestras before the war or played instruments, decided to fill this free time for themselves and their colleagues. They queried the camp manager, Karl Fritsch, whether they could send requests to their families for instruments, and he responded positively, so such letters were sent out. At about the same time, in December 1940, an announcement was made to the prisoners at roll call that an orchestra would be created. According to the accounts, the initiators of the formation of the orchestra were the Lagerälteste, that is, the camp elder, the most important prisoner in the camp hierarchy, Bruno Brodniewicz, and the kitchen capo, Franciszek Nierychło. Presumably, this idea by some prisoners to send instruments to the camp for them contributed to their initiative to form an orchestra. We might say that the first of these unofficial concerts took place on January 6, 1941, with a small group of a few playing musicians. In the following weeks, new musicians joined the ensemble. At this point, we can presume that they had already received instruments from their homes and that rehearsals regularly took place. The level of playing of this initially small orchestra must have been so good that the camp Lagerälteste, Bruno Brodniewicz, approached the camp manager with a request that he come and listen to a concert of the band and perhaps acknowledge the creation of this orchestra and officially accept its existence. As reported, such a concert for Fritsch took place on one of the Sundays in March of 1941, and the performance must have been of such a high standard that Karl Fritsch consented to the existence of the orchestra and its playing for the working commandos. Subsequently, it also played concerts for the SS men and prisoners.
Ta orkiestra grała koncerty dla SS-manów i dla więźniów.
Those prisoners who started playing instruments work in other work groups?
Ci więźniowie faktycznie pracowali w różnych komandach. Nie zostało stworzone osobne komando orkiestra. Oni w dalszym ciągu.
These prisoners worked in different commandos. A separate orchestra commando was not created. They still had to work in their existing work groups, but playing in the orchestra was their additional task. They rehearsed in the evenings and the mornings and afternoons when the work commando groups left the camp for work and later returned. During this period, the commandos also returned for the midday meal, so this orchestra had to play marching music for the commandos because their main task was to play marches for the work groups leaving for work and returning to the camp after work. According to accounts, the SS wanted to speed up the prisoners' departure from the camp and their later return through marching music. The second task of the orchestra was to play and entertain the SS men. The orchestra played for the SS men on Sundays if the weather was fine on a special elevation prepared for the orchestra, more or less opposite the commandant's office building, between the villa of the camp commandant Rudolf Höss and the crematorium at the main camp, which was a little farther away. As far as the playing for the working commandos was concerned, above all marching music was played. While during these Sunday concerts, which lasted 3 hours, usually from 2 or 3 p.m. to 5 or 6 p.m., classical music was played, mainly German by German and Austrian composers. Each concert consisted of three parts. In the first part, classical music was played. In the second part, there was lighter music, mainly opera music, and in the third part, much lighter music. The orchestra usually performed popular dance tunes, hits very popular in Germany then. During these Sunday concerts, the prisoners could also stand near the camp fence, inside the fence, because the place where the orchestra played for the SS men was outside the fence, and they could listen to the music played. However, the camp authorities also allowed the orchestra to play on Sundays after the concert for the SS men was over, for the prisoners inside the camp, and they usually set up near the camp kitchen by the Rolkel Square. There they played usually some lighter music for the prisoners. While the marching music played for the work commandos was received very negatively by the prisoners, mainly because it created a major dissonance when, on the one hand, the prisoners had to walk to the rhythm of lively, upbeat marching music, but on the other hand, extremely exhausted after a whole day's work that often included injuries and hunger, and sometimes carrying wounded colleagues or the bodies of murdered colleagues. So it was for them another additional camp ordeal. Conversely, the music played during the Sunday concerts received a more positive reaction from them, allowing them to escape from the camp, so to speak, and to recall those moments spent in freedom with family and friends.
Uciec z obozu, przypomnieć sobie te chwile spędzane na wolności, spędzane z rodziną, z przyjaciółmi.
Were there other orchestras in the Auschwitz camp complex, or was the one at the main camp the only one that existed?
Na terenie kompleksu obozowego Auschwitz w różnych okresach i w różnych miejscach tego kompleksu grało wiele innych orkiestr, zespołów muzycznych.
Many other orchestras and musical ensembles played in the Auschwitz camp complex at different times and places. The one in the main camp played the longest. It existed the longest, from the spring of 1941 with a short break until January of 1945. However, there were two larger orchestras in Birkenau, one in the men's camp, which was formed in August of 1942 and played until autumn of 1944, and the other in the women's camp, created in the spring of 1943 and also functioned until autumn of 1944. The Auschwitz III Monowitz camp also had an orchestra, a men's orchestra, that existed from August of 1943 to January 1945. There were also smaller orchestras, usually consisting of a few or a dozen musicians. They were, in most cases, small orchestras that existed for a very short time, such as the orchestra in Section B2 at the Theresienstadt family camp for Jews deported from this ghetto, which existed for a few months, or at the transit camp for Jewish women transported from Hungary, which existed for about 2 months in the summer of 1944, or the other orchestra associated with the Theresienstadt ghetto, which was founded in the autumn of 1944 and consisted of musicians brought in September and October of that year from Theresienstadt ghetto. These orchestras were mainly set up on request at the behest of the camp authorities to provide them with entertainment. On occasion, this music could also be listened to by the prisoners. A small but long-lasting orchestra also existed in the so-called Gypsy Camp in Birkenau, consisting of several musicians. However, the accounts here are dissected. It played for the Roma prisoners and the SS men, who sometimes came to the camp to listen to this music. Orchestras, or rather such musical ensemble, also operated in 7 subcamps, that is, in the larger subcamps, where the number of prisoners exceeded 1,000. Goleschau, Jawiszowice and Fürstengrube, Janina Grube, Blechhammer and Gleiwitz I. However, at these subcamps, these bands were mainly formed at the request of the SS men and played primarily to provide them with entertainment. It rarely happened, probably in only three of these subcamps and presumably for shorter periods of time, that these bands played for prisoners leaving or returning from war.
Zdarzało się chyba w trzech tylko z tych podobozów i to prawdopodobnie przez krótszy czas, żeby te zespoły grały dla więźniów wychodzących czy wracających z pracy.
How could one become a member of such an orchestra, other than possessing the ability to play an instrument? Was there any procedure for recruiting musicians?
Podstawowym warunkiem było zdanie, no można powiedzieć, egzaminu przed kierownikiem każdej z tych orkiestr i wykazanie się.
The basic requirement was to pass an exam before the manager of each of these orchestras and demonstrate musical ability. There were different paths to the exam. During the registration, prisoners were asked about their professions. Those who stated that they were musicians by profession, playing such and such an instrument, were referred to the orchestra manager, the orchestra conductor, for an audition, as this information was recorded by the registering prisoners and passed on to the orchestra. Depending on their needs, these prisoners were either automatically accepted into the orchestra or had to wait until a place in the orchestra to play a particular instrument became vacant. Often during the registration process, prisoners didn't declare that they knew how to play instruments. However, when they noticed that the orchestras gave or increased their chances of surviving the camp, they tried themselves or through their friends, for example, who knew the orchestra directors or conductors, to get into the orchestra. Sometimes they mustered up the courage to come forward directly and inform that they had such and such musical skills and knew how to play such and such instruments. Then they were put to the test, and depending on needs or the situation, they were accepted into the orchestra.
Przy innych instrumentach wówczas byli poddawani tej próbie, no i też w zależności od potrzeb, w zależności od sytuacji, byli do tej orkiestry przyjmowani.
Were there any nationality criteria for admission to the orchestra?
W obozie macierzystym zdecydowaną większość członków orkiestry aż do jesieni 1944 roku.
Until the autumn of 1944, most of the orchestra's members in the main camp were Poles. According to the survivors' account, Jews were not allowed to play in it. We do not know of any order from the camp authorities stating this prohibition. Nevertheless, we can presume that such a verbal prohibition was probably issued and that Jews were not admitted to the orchestra in the main camp. As a matter of fact, until about the middle or spring of 1942, without such a prohibition, they would not have joined the orchestra because, firstly, at that time, relatively few Jews were deported to the camp. And secondly, those who were deported were automatically sent to the penal company, where they lost their lives very quickly. Therefore, they had no chance to join the orchestra. In the later period, it can be assumed that this camp practice resulted in Jews not being admitted to the orchestra. In addition to the Poles, several Czechs played in the band in the main camp. There were also several prisoners from the Soviet Union, some Germans, and one Roma from the Czech Republic, who appeared in many prisoners' accounts because of his outstanding skills, which everyone recalls. The situation was slightly different in Birkenau in the men's and women's camps. The men's orchestra at Birkenau was established in August of 1942 at the request of the camp manager Johann Schwarzhuber. Several Polish musicians were sent there from the main camp, along with others selected from the orchestra in the men's camp. Initially, Poles also made up the majority at Birkenau. Nevertheless, due to the high mortality rate in the later period and following the deportations of these Polish orchestra members to other German camps in March of 1943, we can assume that there was a shortage of prisoners, Poles able to play instruments at an appropriate level, so they began admitting Jews to the orchestra. Over time, they constituted the vast majority. One of the few surviving documents on orchestras from July of 1944 lists the orchestra members. Of the 34 prisoners, there were 28 Jews, 4 Poles and 1 Russian. The situation was similar in the men's orchestra in Monowitz, where Poles also predominated at first. This orchestra was also formed at the request of the camp manager and primarily consisted of Polish prisoners transferred from the orchestra in the main camp. In time, however, Jewish prisoners were also admitted and made up a significant part of the orchestra members. According to accounts, the orchestra in the women camp in Birkenau that I mentioned was initially supposed to be composed only of Aryan women. However, the orchestra director and conductor, Zofia Czajkowska, who was Polish, later began to accept Jewish women. It may have been due to the lack of Aryan and Polish women who could play instruments at an appropriate level, and this fact was later accepted by the authorities of the women's camp. In time, when the outstanding Jewish violinist Alma Rose became the director and conductor of the orchestra, Jewish women dominated the ensemble. The orchestra consisted of Jewish women deported from various European countries, but it also included many Polish women and women from the Soviet Union. And to conclude, I'd like to return to the orchestra in the men's camp, because the Polish domination of the orchestra ended in the autumn of 1944, when the vast majority of these Poles were deported to other concentration camps. The orchestra basically ceased to exist for a short time on the orders of Franz Hessler, then the manager of the men's camp. It was to be reactivated by the previous manager and conductor, a Pole, Adam Kopeciński, the only remaining Pole in the orchestra, and as a result of their recruitment, the vast majority of the prisoners and musicians were Jews. Jews also made up the majority of the members of the orchestras playing in the subcamps.
Więźniów, muzyków stanowili Żydzi. Żydzi też stanowili większość członków orkiestr grających w podobozach.
Did the members of the camp orchestras publish any memoirs after the war? Could you recommend books related to the subject of the orchestra?
Niektórzy członkowie orkiestr czy członkini orkiestr takie wspomnienia wydawali.
Some members of the orchestras published such memoirs. We can mention a book published by the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum and written by a violinist in the women's orchestra, Helena Dunich-Niewińska. The book is titled Paths of My Life. Another important book that is essentially untypical, as it is a record of conversation conducted by Ignacy Szczepański with several orchestra members in the men's camp, is entitled Häftlingskapelle. It contains a great deal of information on the functioning of this orchestra. Members of the orchestras that played in Birkenau or Monowitz published memoirs after the war. One such book is Anita Lasker-Walfisch's memoir Inherit the Truth, Rachel Zelmanowicz's Crime is Forbidden Here, or the memoirs of Hermann Sachnowitz, who played in the orchestra at Monowitz, or Louis Banet, who played in the orchestra at Birkenau.
Lub Louisa Baneta, który z kolei grał w obozie, w orkiestrze w obozie Birkenau.
All episodes of the On Auschwitz podcast are available at auschwitz.org/podcasts. We kindly ask you to support our mission and share our podcast in social media.